All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the day of Pentecost, which coincides this year with the Jewish feast of Shavuot. It's the same thing, 7 weeks after Easter or Passover, the day when the disciples were gathered together to celebrate the festival and the Holy Spirit arrived among them. The Spirit makes a flashy appearance in the book of Acts with violent wind and tongues of fire, and such linguistic fluency in such unknown tongues that the disciples seem to be filled with new wine, even though it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. The Spirit, Peter says, is doing what the prophet Joel said the Spirit would do when God poured it out on them. They will prophesy and see visions and dream dreams. And this is all very exciting and dramatic. But the Spirit works in quieter and subtler ways, too. You might even say, lawyerly ways. It's not just a spirit of mighty wind and intoxicating fire. It's an advocate, says John in his gospel, the one who is called to your side to guide you through a court of law. It's a spirit of adoption, writes Paul, a spirit who bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And there's a lot in that image. God is our adoptive mother or father, the one into whose family we are being brought through a legal process, a family into which we were not born. Jesus is our brother, the one whose siblings we become. And the Holy Spirit is the one who bears witness to our adoption, the one whose presence makes that moment binding and real and seals it, turning us into the children of God. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, Paul writes. I always think children of God is one of those phrases that we say more often than we really think about. So you'll hear someone say, for example, well, we're all God's children, when what they mean is we should treat people well, no matter who they are. And that's true. But we don't often really think about it much more than that. Paul goes deeper, though. No surprise. He wants to draw out what this metaphor means. The Holy Spirit, he writes, makes us children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We are truly children of God, a parent whose love is beyond anything any imperfect human parent could show us. God is the infinitely loving, patient, understanding one whose only concern is for our flourishing and growth. And as children, Paul points out, we are heirs of God. Everything that God has, God wants to be ours. Everything that Jesus has is going to be ours to share. All the glory of heaven is ours by right because we are joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, Paul adds, but we will suffer, and we will be with him. We will also be glorified with him. We are like children whom God loves no matter what, and to whom God is even more loving than any of us who have been parents or have had parents have experienced. And God promises an inheritance beyond our wildest imaginings. But note, too, that we are children of God. At our very best, we are childlike. At our worst, we are childish. Children grow and learn and change and make mistakes. That's what childhood is for. That's the whole point of being a child, is that you don't always do things perfectly. Today, we celebrate our students who are near the end or have just finished a school year as well. And some of them are taking part in the service, and some of them will be singing for us after the service, and many of them are right here with us. But all of us are still children of God. After all, what are 80 or 90 years of life set beside the eternal wisdom of the one who created a universe that's more than 13 billion years old? We are all still children in God's sight. And what a gift! God knows that we are children, no matter how grown up we may seem. God knows that we're still learning and changing and growing up into the shape of Christ. And God doesn't leave us alone to learn. God sends us the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to teach us everything and remind us of all that he has said to us. And there's one more thing, and it does get back to that sense we usually mean, children of God. To say that we're children of God doesn't just mean that we're loved by God, or that we are heirs of God, or that we're still trying to learn and grow. It also means that we are one another's siblings. Our religion is not just an individual relationship with God, an individual spiritual life. It's life in a family of God. And it's easy to confuse the family with the church in the local sense, but it's not. It's the church with a capital T and a capital C, the body of people all throughout the world, the raucous Pentecost crowd from every nation under heaven, young and old, sons and daughters, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, townies and toonies and bears. Oh my! And you probably don't need me to tell you that siblings do not always get along. No family is perfect, right? Some people have decades-long quarrels with members of their families. Others have more recent ones. Some have left their families behind altogether and found that to be the healthiest thing for them. Others lost their families long ago and wish they still had them. But the Holy Spirit has adopted us all into this one family of God, a family that breaks through every boundary of language and nation, race and class. And we are obligated to love and serve and try to reconcile with one another within this human family, across any barriers any of us might try to create to divide us. So we may not see the tongues of fire, we may not hear a violent wind, but to really listen to one another when we don't come from the same place, to really understand one another when we don't seem to speak the same language, that's the heart of what the Holy Spirit does for us on Pentecost. And that's work in which we can participate every day. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Amen.